about Greeks? You know any slang for Greeks?
Well, the slop houses, of course, they, on Beale Street, they always, they had the 1 minute, this, these hot dogs that were, they call a foot long with their very juicy chili sauce. Because everybody said they, the more flies they had cooked in this, the better they taste and all this sort of thing, you know. But they did have onion cut up in this little mixture of this, which was a great feat for the average youngster going on Beale Street as a youthful person, going to the 1 minute. The Greeks had to sew it up, of course. Nobody could make those flapjacks or pancakes like the Greek. They were good cooks, but they were nasty. And this is what they're known for in the Beale Street area. Now, other places, they were good cooks, but they also didn't have such very clean or immaculate settings, for, which made for a good restaurant, so, but they did have some of that.
How about Cubans or Puerto Ricans or Mexicans?
They are looked down on to some degree on certain areas. Puerto Ricans really not thought of as being Americans. Mexicans, well, they are considered to be the offspring of Indians, but they are the lower order to some degree, and yet we know that that hasn't always prevailed, because I think Trevino has made some friends with this Mexican humor, being a good golfer. I think it has changed a lot of people's attitude. A lot of people just looked at the Mexicans as just being just nasty people, because they didn't have such good conditions even in Mexico. Those that I saw weren't too good, because I was always a little afraid of everything that they had except the hot tamales and Mexican food. But they were pretty good cooks. All of them weren't the same, but most part, a lot of people just couldn't stand them because they didn't think they were clean.
Do you know a term? The only way I've ever heard is in country music. Tex-Mex?
Yes. Country music and what we call hillbilly music, more or less the same thing.
Is Tex-Mex a derogatory term? Would you know?
If it is, I don't recognize it as such. It could be. But in the music world, it seems that those people take various expressions for being outstanding. One of my old schoolmates called himself Tough Green. He had a very good band. He became inspired when we were roommates at Alabama State, where they had just music everywhere, morning, noon, night. And it, hour on the clock, you could hear some kind of musical instrument going on that campus. And with these Bama State Collegians, it was my hope, having played the saxophone, that I'd go to the bass viol. But Green decided he was going to go for this bass viol, and he had a broken arm, and he did do this in a fairly decent way, so he called himself Tough Green. So, well, this goes to show you that some derogatory terms are very popular among musicians, in a sense. Bowleg Miller, he walks with his legs bow, but I mean, he doesn't object to people calling him Bowleg Miller. Matter of fact, it was in the paper last week. He had some kind of celebration. So I don't know if that Tex-Mex would be a derogatory term or not. Sometimes it's catchy, but I wouldn't know.